Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Mishnah Yomi, we began Horayot rulings with the topic of Par Helem Dabar Shel Tzibor, the special bull offering brought when the high court makes a mistaken ruling. And we saw that, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, if an individual relies on this ruling and makes the mistake and does that Aveira, for instance, eating a forbidden fat that the high court had ruled was actually permitted, then they wouldn't bring an individual offering, a Korban Chatat. They would rely on the offering that the court would bring, the Par Helem Davar. Now, we're on Mishnah Bet and Gimel today. Haru Beit Din. The court issued a ruling, v'yodu shato. Then they realized, they re-examined the sources, realized there was a mistake, v'chazur behen, and they issued a retraction. So now, bein sheheviu kaparatan, whether the court has brought their par helem davar shel tzibor, their bull offering for atonement, bein shelo heviu kaparatan, or maybe they haven't brought it yet, v'holich v'asal pihen, and one person goes and makes the mistake, he's not doing it on purpose, but he mistakenly eats the fat they had ruled was permitted, for example, so Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's exempt, he was still relying on the court. Even though the court retracted, their offering, their par helem davar shel tzibor, atones for the entire tzibor, the whole population. Rabbi Eliezer omer suffik. Rabbi Eliezer says it's doubtful if that bull works for everyone, so he actually will need to bring an asham talui. And that's a special chatas for someone who's not sure that they're liable to bring a real chatas. So the Mishnah explains, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Eizehu Suffolk, what is this case of doubt? Yashav lo betoch beito, if this person is sitting at home, he's in Eretz Yisrael, chayiv, he's obligated to bring his own chatas because he should have heard about the retraction. Now the Bartner explains something really amazing. Hailo Lishol, he should be asking. Becholet al Devarim mentioned Chaju beBezdin. He should ask, hey, did anyone hear anything new from Bezdin? Veloshol, he didn't ask anybody what's going on. So from here, there's an amazing idea that it's really good to keep track, keep on top of recent developments in halacha and applications of halacha to new situations. I think in the future, Mezrat Hashem will see the Beis HaMikdash very soon and the Sanhedrin restored to the temple. They'll probably have an app to track, you know, their attractions, or they'll issue an emergency message, emergency alert on the phone system, you know, if there's been a retraction of the Pesach of the Sanhedrin. So with Baruch Hashem, we're going to have new technology. Everyone's going to hear about it. But back in the Mishnah, Halach lo midata yam potter. If someone goes overseas, they're not in Eretz Yisrael, they're not near the court, they'd be potter. We can't assume they would have heard about the retraction. Rabbi Kiva, I'm Rabbi Kiva, mode ani bezeh. I would agree in this case, shukaruv lifter min achova. If somebody's leaving, going overseas, he should be exempt. The Bartner explains, even if he's preparing to go on the journey, he's busy packing and making arrangements, so he's not going to ask about the Bezdin. Amar lo ben Azai, ben Azai said to Rabbi Kiva, ma shona zeh, what's the difference between this guy, min yoshev bebeito, the person who's still sitting in his home? You know, this guy hasn't left yet. She yoshev bebeito efshar haya lishmoa. So Rabbi Akiva says, the person who's sitting at home was not involved in packing and arranging his travel. He can ask around and he can find the psak and the retraction. Vizelo haya efshar lo she yishma. But the person who's really busy about to travel, he might not get a chance to ask and hear the retraction. On to Mishnah Gimel. Haru Beit Din la'akor et kol haguf. What if the high court ruled to abolish an entire mitzvah? And the Tiferes Yisrael comments that this sounds really strange, but towards the end of the Second Temple era, there were some times when the judges had bribed their way in, or some judges were appointed by a corrupt government. So it's not, you know, having a Supreme Court that issues rulings contrary to halakha is not out of the question. So the Mishnah brings examples. Amru, the court ruled, ein nida b'torah. There's no prohibition of nida in the Torah. Now, that's a woman on her period during that time of the month. And that's a halacha that's specified in the psukim in Vayikra chapter 18, where they say ein Shabbat b'Torah. There's no observation of Shabbos in the Torah. Ein avodah zarah b'Torah. There's no prohibition of idolatry in the Torah. Harei elu p'torin. So these judges are not liable to bring the par helem davar shel tzibor. Now, obviously, they made a mistake, but this mistake is so glaringly obvious that all you have to do is open up a Sefer Torah and read a few lines, and you will see how obvious their mistake is. So such an obvious error is not subject to the par helem davar shel tzibor. But the Mishnah explains, horu levatel miktsas l'kayim miktsas, if the ruling was nullifying part of a commandment but keeping another part, hare elu chayavin, then the court would be liable to bring the par helam davar shel tzibur to atone for their mistake. Ketzad, what's the example? Amru yesh nida b'torah. Yes, we know about the prohibition of a nida, of a woman during that time of the month. Aval habal shomeret yom keneged yom pater. But there's a detail in Hilchot Nida that if a woman saw blood outside the normal time, but she saw only one day, she's called shomeret yom keneged yom. She's waiting for one clean day. She's technically a zava. We'll learn all about these halachot when we get to Masechet Nida. So in such a case, really, the Torah rule is that somebody who had a relationship during that time would be chayev, but they ruled pater. Or, for example, yesh Shabbat pater. They go, yeah, there is Shabbos. Aval emotzi mirashut hayachid rishut harabim pater. But somebody who is moving items from a private domain to a public domain is not liable for breaking Shabbos. And finally, yesh avodah zarah b'torah. Yes, there's a prohibition on idolatry. Aval mishtachavei pater. But simply bowing down is not real idolatry, and they're not liable for bringing an offering if they bow down. Hare elu chayavin. So in this case, the judges would be liable to bring the par helam davar shel tzibur. They have not wiped out the whole mitzvah, just part of it. Shneamar ne'lam davar. Because the pasuk by the par helam davar says it was hidden from them a matter. Davar velo kol aguf. One matter in the mitzvah, not the entire mitzvah. The Bartnura in the Peirush here, he points out that even transferring items on Shabbat, that's also a clear pasuk. Al yetzei ish mimkomo. You can't go out of your place, including changing domain. So here he says that really they're talking about, they rule that zrika is mutter, that throwing something to a different domain is actually allowed. We actually learn this out also, the 39 melachot, the melachot of transferring from the wagons, that the Levim, when they were assembling and disassembling the Mishkan in the Midbar, they were moving the boards and the pieces of the Mishkan in and out of the wagons. The wagons were a private domain, and the space of the Machane, the camp where they were setting up the Mishkan, was a public domain. And the Bartner explains by Avodah Zarah, the ruling wasn't to allow any bowing, but the High Court ruled by mistake, a bowing that's all the way down on the ground with your arms outstretched and your legs outstretched, that's a real bowing. But they said just a little bowing of respect, they might have ruled that's just paying respect and it's not real worship. But that's incorrect, and therefore they would bring the par helam davar shetzivar. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.